This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
Desert stars and the strum of guitars make every evening seem so sweet.
In my adobe hacienda, life and love are more complete. In my hacienda, nestled in the western hills, evening breezes softly murmur harmony with whippoorwill.
When setting sun says the long day is done, sweet music starts to fill the air.
In my adobe hacienda, harmony is everywhere.
So lonely when the sun goes down, lonely for my little prairie town.
There's a home in Wyoming, far across the great divide. Skies are brighter, hearts are lighter, and the door is open wide. There's a girl in Wyoming, 'neath the prairie stars that shine. Let me wander way out yonder to that old sweetheart of mine. Through the purple sage once more we'll ride, ride, ride. Down the sunset trail together, side by side. All alone in the gloaming, we will plan a nest for two. Just a home in old Wyoming, in the land where dreams come true.
more we'll ride, ride, ride down the sunset trail together, side by side. All alone in the gloaming, we will plan a nest for two, just a home in old Wyoming, in the land where dreams come true.
We heard from the Browns with My Adobe Hacienda, and the Sons of the Pioneers sang There's a Home in Wyoming. That song kicks off a set of music composed by Billy Hill and performed for us by the Sons of the Pioneers. We'll have another set with the Sons of the Pioneers singing songs composed by Carson J. Robison. Now, both of those Western composers were famous. Billy Hill more so for his compositions, and Carson J. Robison more because of his radio personality. He was a very popular entertainer on radio, both in the United States and in England. Well, to continue with the Billy Hill set, here are the Sons of the Pioneers with the Oregon Trail. And we'll follow that with an instrumental version of The Old Pine Tree featuring Hugh Farr and his fiddle.
Wagon train a-winding across the prairie, rolling onward through the storm and gale, toward the land of dreams trudge the old ox team, down the Oregon Trail. Through the night the Lord is in the saddle, riding herd beneath the moon so pale, watching o'er each stray till the break of day, down the Oregon Trail. There'll be apples on each branch in Oregon, there'll be valleys filled with golden grain, there'll be cattle on each ranch in Oregon, for there'll be plenty of sun and rain. Hurry up, old pioneer, keep moving, your faithful little band must never fail. Cross the great divide, side by side we'll ride down the Oregon Trail. Pioneer, keep moving, your faithful little band must never fail. Cross the great divide, side by side we'll ride down the Oregon Trail. Down the
Oregon Trail.
waiting for this cotton to blow.
Why don't you go along, mule? A boss is understanding. There's a pasture at the end of each road. Wagon wheel.
Rolling, rolling, rolling,
wagon
wheel.
Keep on a turning.
Let's go back to the 1930s now for the Sons of the Pioneers' early rendition of Billy Hill's Prairie Lullaby.
Cares of the day have led my little sleepy head. The stars are in the sky. Time that your prayers were said, my little sleepy head, to a prairie. Sandman's here to guide you down the trail of dreams. Oh, tumble in bed, my tired little sleepy head, to a prairie
sun goes down on the purple sage of the range where I was born. With the wind that sighs comes this lullaby. Through the years it lingers on.
The day have fled my little sleepy head. The stars are in the sky. Time that your prayers were said, my little sleepy head, to a prairie lullaby. The Sandman's here to guide you down the trail of dreams. Oh, tumble in bed, my tired little sleepy head, to a prairie lullaby.
And now we have one of Billy Hill's best-known compositions, Empty Saddles.
Empty saddles in the old corral. Where do you ride tonight? Are
Are you rounding up the doggies, the strays of long ago? Are you on the trail of buffalo? Empty saddles in the old corral. Where do you ride tonight? Are there rustlers on the border or a band of Navajo? Are you heading for the Alamo? Empty guns covered with rust. Where do you talk tonight? Empty boots covered with dust. Where do you walk tonight? Empty saddles in the old corral. My tears would be dry tonight if you'll only say I'm lonely as you carry my old pal. Empty saddles in the old corral. Empty guns covered with rust. Where do you talk tonight? Empty boots covered with dust. Where do you walk tonight? Empty saddles in the old corral. My tears would be dry tonight if you'll only say I'm lonely as you carry my old pal. Empty saddles in the old corral.
I hear a whisper over the hill. I can resist its charm, calling me back to someone who will cradle me in her arms and then rock me to sleep in my Rocky Mountain home, while the mountain breezes croon the lullaby. When shadows creep round my Rocky Mountain home, on a bed of pine I'll close my weary eyes. Let me dream once again of the wildwood and the thrill of my first love of childhood. Rock me to sleep in my Rocky Mountain home, while the mountain breezes croon a lullaby. My Rocky Mountain home, while the mountain breezes croon a lullaby.
Rock me to sleep in my Rocky Mountain home. And now to close this set of music, composed by Billy Hill and performed by the Sons of the Pioneers, here's one everybody knows. The Last Roundup was not only Billy Hill's first really big hit, it was related to a real-life event early in his life. You see, he was from Boston, but he loved the West. And he traveled West to experience some of the cowboy life when he was a young man. The owner of a herd of cattle invited him to ride with him to the top of a little hill overlooking the cattle as they were being herded by his employees, the cowboys, the wranglers on the ranch. Well, while they were looking over the herd, a wrangler rode up the hill to talk with his boss and the young visitor from the East. Well, they talked about the dangers of herding cattle, and as the wrangler turned to leave, the boss man said, "Be careful down there." And the wrangler turned back and said, "Yeah, you never know when it's going to be your last roundup." Well, shortly after he returned to the herd stampeded. The wrangler got caught up in the stampede and was killed. And Billy Hill started thinking about a song.
I'm heading for the last roundup. Gonna saddle old Hank for the last.
Now we're going to stick with the same musical group, but we're going to change composers and listen to some songs that were written by Carson J. Robinson, starting off with The Blue Ridge Mountain Home.
When the sun goes to shining and my heart goes to pining for my Blue Ridge Mountain, and the pine trees are swaying, that is where I long to roam. When the sun goes to sinking and I start into thinking of a place where flowers bloom, when I get back again I'm going to live to the end in my Blue Ridge Mountain home.
I never thought that I could feel so sad till I left my mountain home, but the time is coming when I'll be so glad I never more will roam. For I've learned the lesson that I won't forget wherever I may be. But oh, how I'm longing for my folks back home, for they mean more than all the world to me.
When the sun goes to shining and my heart goes to pining for my Blue Ridge Mountain home,
where the hound dogs are baying and the pine trees are swaying. That is where I long to roam. When the sun goes to sinking and I start into thinking of a place where flowers bloom. When I get back again, I'm going to live to the end in my Blue Ridge Mountain home. My dad and my mother and my cute little brother, they will welcome me back home. And I know they'll be happy when I climb up the hill to my Blue Ridge Mountain home. When the sun goes to shining and my heart goes to pining for my Blue Ridge Mountain home. Where the hound dogs are baying and the pine trees are swaying, that's where I long to roam. When the sun goes to sinking and I start into thinking of a place where flowers bloom. When I get back again, I'm gonna live to the end in my Blue Ridge Mountain home.
Carry me back to the mountain.
and never told her goodbye.
carry me back to the mountain. That's when it was very popular way back when it was first written, because it was used as the theme song for at least one very popular regional radio show. But here's one that was recorded much more recently, and this may have even reached a wider audience. The title is Sleepy Rio Grande.
Some town by heck, I'll swear, you can stand on the old town square and knock on every front door there.
Way out west in Kansas, Arkansas.
I know a gal in Abilene,
way out west in Kansas.
She says she's just turned 17,
way out west in Kansas.
She's so old, she's muscle-bound. The folks all say she built the town. I think she's 17 turned round.
Way out west in Kansas, Arkansas.
There's a man named Cross-Eyed Pat.
Way out west in Kansas.
You can't tell who he's looking at.
Way out west in Kansas.
He cries because he's such a wreck. The tears run down the back of his neck. He don't look straight to me, by heck.
Way out west in Kansas, Arkansas.
Way Out West in Kansas, a song composed by Carson J. Robinson. And now we have another one. This one's titled Railroad Boomer. And then we'll hear one that may be better known by our audience. It's called I Left My Gal in the Mountains. Now let's listen to the Sons of the Pioneers once again.
of woe. I got some good advice to give you, a lot of things you ought to know. Take a tip from one who's traveled, never start the rambling round. You're liable to get the wandering fever, never want to settle down. Never want to settle down. Met a little girl in Frisco, asked her if she'd be my wife. Told her I was tired of roaming, said I'd settle down for life. Then I heard a whistle blowing, knew it was a red ball train. Left her standing by the railroad and never saw my gal again. Never saw my gal again. Country, guess I've traveled everywhere. Been on every branch line railroad, never paid a nickel fare. Been from Maine to California, Canada to Mexico. Never tried to save my money, now I got no place to go. Now I got no place to go. Listen to a boomer's story, don't forget the things I say. I hear another train a-coming, and I'll soon be on my way. If you want to do a favor, when I lay me down and die, dig my grave beside the railroad, so I can hear the trains go by. So I can hear the trains go by.
Gal in the mountains, left her standing in the rain. Went down to the railroad, caught myself a midnight train. Beat my way to Georgia, landed in a gambling town. Myself into trouble, shot a county sheriff down. The jury read the verdict, murder in the first degree. The judge said, take this prisoner to the pen. They put the handcuffs on me, put me on a Pullman train, took me to Atlanta, tied me with a ball and chain. Left my gal in the mountains, left her waiting all alone. Last night I dreamed I got a letter saying, baby, won't you please come home. She said that she was lonely, told me that her love was true. Then I dreamed I wrote a letter saying I'm a-coming back to you. I woke up this morning laying in Atlanta jail. stars all around me. Guard a walking by my door. My heart is sad and lonely. I'll never see my gal no more.
Well, now it's time to close this set of music composed by Carson J. Robison and sung by the Sons of the Pioneers with a song I bet you've heard before, but I'll also bet you didn't realize Carson J. Robison wrote it. You might not have known that the Sons of the Pioneers recorded it, but they did. It's called Going Home.
Once I lived a happy life way out on the plains, far from all the city strife with its grief and pain. With a bronco for my friend, I was wild and free. And I'm a-going back again where I long to be.
Going home, the coyotes howl and cattle roam. Going home, going home to stay. Where the skies are always blue, where the friends are always true. Nevermore will I roam, going home.
Many hours I'd ride the range, happy all the while. Never mind, the weather's changed, take it with a smile. With my good old 44 hanging by my side, I'd go riding down the trail where the ride.
Going home, the coyotes howl and cattle roam. Going home, going home to stay. Where the skies are always blue, where the friends are always true. Nevermore will I roam, going home.
When at night I'd make my bed, blanket on the ground, with my saddle for my head, I would lay me down. Listen to the sounds of night, cattle grazing near. With the stars protecting light, nothing would I fear.
Going home, the coyotes howl and cattle roam. Going home, going home to stay. Where the skies are always blue, where the friends are always true. Nevermore will I roam, going home.
With the light of early dawn flaming in the sky, I would roll my blanket up and rub my sleepy eyes. Boil my coffee in a can, make it good and strong. Start another happy day with a cowboy song.
Going home, where coyotes howl and cattle roam. Going home, going home to stay. Skies are always blue, where the friends are always true. Nevermore will I roam, going home.
Let's go back now and trace the origins and development of a traditional cowboy song. It started off as a ballad that sailors used to like to sing about the ocean. It was titled, "Oh, Bury Me Not," and it referred to a sailor's wish not to be buried at sea. Well, that evolved into, "Oh, Bury Me Not on the Lone Prairie," and we have a beautiful rendition, a rare one, by Frank Luther. And after Frank Luther sings the old ballad, we're going to see how Carson J. Robison changed that ballad and made it a very popular Western song. And then there's more. But first, let's listen to Frank Luther with a very early version of "O Bury Me Not on the Lone Prairie."
Came low and pleadingly from the pallid lips of a youth who lay on his dying bed at the close of day. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie, for the coyotes will howl and growl o'er me. And he gazed around with a despairing eye. All the cowboys would gather to see him die. Oh, bury me not. And his voice failed there, but we heeded not his dying prayer. In a narrow grave, just 6 by 3, we buried him there on the lone him there on the lone prairie, where the owl all night hoots mournfully, and the blizzard beats and the wind blows free. Oh, his lonely grave on the
A beautiful rendition by Frank Luther. But Carson J. Robinson, who was a friend of Frank Luther's, didn't like the song the way it had been handed down through the generations. And he thought it would be more fitting to have a cowboy song that reflected a cowboy's love for the prairie. So he wrote, "Carry Me Back to the Lone Prairie."
Oh, my heart is yonder on the lone prairie. Oh, carry me back to the lone prairie, where the coyotes howl and the wind blows free. And when I die, you can bury me beneath the western sky on the lone prairie, on the
Surprisingly few people know about the evolution of that song and the change in orientation away from the sea and toward the prairie, giving it a positive feeling. But back in the mid-1950s, Roy Rogers made a series of records for the Golden Records label, and he and his producers decided to change the lyrics of what had become a standard to make it very clear what it was all about. And his song was Oh Bury Me Out on the Lone Prairie. Here's Roy Rogers.
Oh, bury me out on the lone prairie, where the coyotes howl and the wind blows free. And when I die, you can bury me 'neath the western sky on the lone prairie. I'm a roving cowboy far away from home, far from the prairie where I used to roam,
where the doggies wander and the wind blows free.
Oh, my heart is yonder on the lone prairie.
There you have the evolution of a song. Well, if you're a regular listener to Western Music Time, you know that recently we've been paying tribute to some musical friends of ours who have passed away at some point during the 25 years that this show has been on the air. We'd like to close today's show with a song that brings back very fond memories of a good friend for a long, long time, whose name was Dave Bourne. He appeared on television. He worked at the Magic Castle in Hollywood for many years. He was a trick rider He could actually ride a horse galloping down at a movie set, draw a .45 from his holster, and shoot inflated balloons on a target. But he's most remembered in Western music circles for his work with his band, the Lobo Rangers, back in the early 1990s, and his work trying to restore lost music composed by Bob Nolan, among others. But right now we've got an old piano tune that used to be heard in the saloons of the Old West. It's called The Days of Jubilo. Here's Dave Bourne.
Friends, that's about all the time we have for today. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.